And now, News for Gamers, Internet's Now radio program proudly presents
the N4G Podcast.
Every week you're tuning in, listening to us ramble on about the latest in gaming news. And without further ado, let us introduce you to Zero Tolerance, Gambit's Con. Give Pepper Wombat to a special guest or two if we are nice enough to let them on our podcast, the N4G Podcast.
Yeah, that's cool. Jesus,
we should have a cluck off.
Terrible. Hey man, shut
the cluck up. Alright, we're back for another week. News for Gamers Podcast Radio for the week of April 28th, 2008, the week of Mario Kart and GTA.
Woohoo! The much, much applauded week is finally here.
Yes, probably the biggest release week of 2008 to date.
Yes.
Well, yeah, definitely to date.
Yeah. But we're gonna try to not be too excited and run out and stop. Okay, the show's over. We're going to go now.
We're just going to go and get the stuff. We'll see you guys. We're going to go see if we can find somebody selling GTA early.
Or we could just download it off the interwebs
like
everybody else did.
Don't get me started. Don't even get me started.
Anyway.
We're not pirates.
Arr! We're ninjas. His ninjas are better than pirates.
I do have an eye patch, though.
Well, then. You should not wear it.
You could be a ninja with an eye patch. Now, how cool is that?
Hey, Ricky Maru was a badass.
Yeah.
He had an eye patch.
Indeed. But anyway, we're going to move into our regular segments. First, let me introduce who's in the room. I guess let's do that first.
Yeah.
We have Jason Gamuscon Gambrell is with us.
What's up, everybody? How's it going?
We have Justin, the killer Wolverine, I guess.
Yes.
Testa.
Indeed.
Is with us again.
Yay.
And he's holding his Xbox 360 and...
ever so snugly.
Yes.
No, did you get it back finally?
I finally got it back.
Does it work okay?
Works fine. It's quiet.
Nice.
It's a new model.
Yeah, it didn't send a miss
this time.
Yeah, we told you.
Yeah. Well,
told you weren't going to get yours and you were all sad about it.
Well, they probably don't know what the hell's wrong with it. Why does this work half the time? What?
You owned it.
I'm pretty sure I know what's wrong with it. It's an Xbox 360.
that's usually enough right there.
Yeah.
And also with us we have Ryan, the Wombold. The Wombold. The Wombat.
The Wombat. Every week. What's up, folk?
So we're going to jump into the normal segments, and we'll start with what's fondling your console, as we do every week. And this week, I'll start with the Wombat. We'll go this way.
Oh, look at that.
Oh.
Number one, bitches. If this was a forum, I would just be posting first. You know, it's been kind of a crazy week for me. So, both a funeral and a wedding this week. So I haven't really had all that much time to game, if I'm being honest. I played,
if you're not being honest?
If I'm not being honest, then I played everything, including GTA 5.
And you're very dishonest if you weren't honest.
Indeed.
And that didn't make no sense.
No, it didn't.
Actually, it did, but...
You know, we're going to gloss over
it.
We're going to let it go. So continue on.
But anyways, I played a little bit of MLB Show. I did play some more Viking, trying to get a little further in that.
A little further. A little nerf herder.
What else did I play? Not really a whole lot, man. I played some more Castlevania on the PSP.
Really?
Yeah, last night I went back to the well and played a little more Castlevania.
Sweet.
I guess the only like new thing that I played this week, I guess it's not really new, but I played Destroy All Humans Big Willy Unleashed in preparation for my review, which should go up hopefully early this week, I hope.
Fingers crossed.
And you know what? I'm a huge, huge fan of the series. And this one's got, you know, the trademark kind of over the top, ultra cheesy humor to it.
70s humor?
But it's also got they break the fourth wall a lot. Like, for instance, one of the things in the intro, Orthopox, who's Crypto's like little leader or whatever, is like, Crypto, where do you think, what do you think happens to all the corpses of the humans after you take their DNA? And he says, well, I just kind of figured they faded away as soon as I walked around the corner. But so there's a lot of that kind of stuff in there, a lot of in jokes and jokes at their own expense in there, which is always fun. And the series is great for that. So as far as the gameplay goes, it's the motion controls are all right. They're a little weird. You point the Wiimote at the sides of the screen to turn the camera. Crypto controls with the stick. Jump is on the Z button. Shoot is on the B trigger. When you try to use one of your powers, like hypnotize, for example, you don't just hit it. You hold in the A, or you hit the A button, hold in the A button, point at which one you want, which power you want, then let it go. And then it comes up with kind of a little mini game that you have to do in order for it to work. Like for hypnotize, these targets start bouncing around the screen and you have to click on them before it'll work. Which is...
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of gimmicky.
Yeah, I don't like that because in the other games it was just select the power and use it.
Right.
And it makes it overly complicated to do little mini games just because it's on the Wii.
Right. As far as the actual like core gameplay, it's pretty much just the same as the last two. So if you played the last two, you're gonna feel, you know, pretty familiar with it from a gameplay standpoint. With obviously the exception of the Big Willy mech destroying.
How much of the game is that?
I'd say it's. I don't know. I couldn't give you a firm number on how much exactly it is because I haven't finished the game yet. But
yeah.
It's a decent portion of it. The one thing that I will say is that if you like Destroy All Humans, this is pretty much like playing Destroy All Humans on the PlayStation 1. Because graphically, it's hideous, if I'm being honest.
The PS1, huh?
Yeah, it's, I mean...
Man.
It looks, honestly, it almost looks worse than the original on the PS2, which is pretty amazing to me, but it really does. It looks, if nothing else, it looks on par, if not slightly better than the original on the PS2. And, you know, some of the, like, if it's just, you know, it's not in high def, that's fine. I can deal with that. But, you know, the textures are really bland. The environments are, you know, they're kind of bland, and the textures are just flat. And in the tutorial, it shows a truck sitting in a parking lot, and there's like the horizon in the background.
Yeah,
and it's, I swear to God, it reminded me of the Activision Horizon from the like 2600. I mean, obviously, it doesn't look that bad, but it's that same kind of, you know, purple pink line. Concrete.
You know, I went insane once trying to take a close-up picture of the horizon.
Did you?
I did.
Anyways.
Okay.
There's some issues, like you've got the jetpack, obviously, because you're Crypto. And you can fly up on a roof, but you'll try and run up the roof. It's got like a slight slant. And he'll just be kind of running. And he's slowly, very, 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 very slowly making his way up the roof, but he's just kind of running like he's running into a wall. It's definitely got quite a few issues. But, you know, the gameplay's fun. It's got some good 70s humor in it. It's got some good, you know, alien humor in it.
So basically what you're saying is it doesn't look as good as GTA 4.
Yeah, that's a pretty good assertion.
Okay.
I'm saying it doesn't look...
I was just
as
trying to make that clear.
San Andreas.
You have to excuse Gambus. He's in GTA heaven right now.
So, but I mean, if you're a fan of the series and you have a Wii, you should definitely check it out. But just do not expect anything graphically, because it's.
Well, I think Wii people have started not expecting much graphically.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you mean, Wii people?
But as far as the gameplay goes, I mean, it's your standard Destroy All Humans gameplay. So if you love the series, you'll probably like the gameplay quite a bit. The motion controls definitely don't take anything away from it. They're pretty. It takes a second to get used to it. Once you get used to it, they're mostly pretty well done. So it's just a question of getting past the graphics, which, you know, no big deal there. But I'll tell you what it does. Playing this one really gets me excited, actually, for
Path of the Furon,
which is on the next-gen systems, which looks amazing. And I'm like I said, I'm a huge fan of the series, so I can't wait for Path of the Furon. So
sweet.
There you go. There's your brief synopsis. I should have a review up this week, hopefully, on ztgamedomain.com. Cheap plug.
Plug. Cheap hair plugs.
So keep an eye out for that. But
does that wrap it up?
That pretty much wraps it up, yeah.
Do I really have to ask what you're going to be playing this week?
No. No, I'm going to get Mario Kart as soon as we get done with this, and I'll play that until Tuesday, and then Grand Theft Auto will probably...
consume your soul?
Yeah.
Be Oblivion all over again?
Yeah, pretty much. It'll be Morrowind all over again.
The gates of Oblivion have opened!
All right, so now we'll move on to the Killer Wolverine.
Yeah.
Not too much.
Get your 360 back.
I did, but I didn't play it that much. Regardless of what some people think, I'm not really, you know, hardcore Xbox lover.
Are you offended?
I'm a little offended.
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, I'm not lying. You know,
he's rolling his eyes at you.
I'll fucking poke him out. Roll him again, bitch.
Hey, before you came back to the podcast, all I'm going to say is before you came back to the podcast, all anybody had to do was say the name Sony, and you instantly, like, the grimace would form on your face, the drool would drip from your fangs.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was hating on the PS3, but then I bought one, and I'm coming around like I posted.
What's funny. You bought one, and now you're coming around.
Yeah,
well, it's easy to make fun of things you don't have.
Well, right. But I just, when I first came out,
it's much
just...
more fun if you do it once you have them.
Right.
Like I do.
Make fun of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing to make fun of really
like
the PS3 is the fact of no voice chat and really not a lot of games for it. But, you know, I'm coming around to it.
Well, there's voice chat, but it's not in
not
every
in a
game.
Lot. Yeah, not in a lot of games. Oh, which makes no sense because the show doesn't have it, which still bugs the shit out of me. So.
Well, hey, I mean, it could be worse. I mean... At least you can play multiplayer on PS3, unlike the Wii, where it's like a piece of crap multiplayer. I mean,
wow.
You know something? I'm convinced that the Wii does not have Wi-Fi. It does not have internet capability whatsoever.
It just tricks you into thinking that it does
by putting
you against computer-controlled opponents and telling you it's people from around the world.
Yeah, and I think the Virtual Console library is already installed on the system, and you're basically paying money to unlock something that's already installed. And it actually has more memory than just 512 megabytes. It probably,
it's an interesting theory.
It has probably about, I'm going to guess, around 10 gigabytes probably built in, hidden.
How do you explain the internet browser?
It
has the entire World Wide Web saved on the hard drive?
Because it's Nintendo.
Gotcha.
Because it's Nintendo. And they're creating a curtain, if you will, a curtain of deception.
When I got behind there, the wizard was there.
The wizard. I tell you, the Wizard of Oz exists inside the Nintendo Wii.
I can control him with motion control.
And you
know
something?
On the back of the box.
And the big plot twist about the wizard...
What a twist.
...is that... He's nothing special. He's just mediocre.
Wow.
And I'm angry?
Jeez,
I get one post of someone saying that I'm an Xbox lover for one mistake, and he won't get shit.
Gambus pretty much has a burning hatred of the Wii, it seems.
But he owns one.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, you love Mario Galaxy, though.
I love Mario Galaxy. I love Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
You just hate the system that they're on.
Yeah.
You know, send all your hate mail to his website or his email address.
People... Everybody's doing the hating on zero tolerance, you know. Everybody likes to send them hate mail. You know something? I'm feeling left out. So this week...
We want to see some Gambus Con hate mail.
Yeah, I want to see some hate mail. So send your hate mail to me this week. I'm gonna take the burden. So, I'm just throwing that out there. So,
well, there you go.
And future fondling, real quick, one that I forgot. Speaking of online that doesn't work, it reminded me of it. I want to try the Metal Gear beta tonight as well, now that it's finally, you know, now that they got the hamster running on the wheel again.
Yeah, better hurry. I mean, it only runs for like 2 weeks.
Right.
So.
So you got about 12 hours to spare to install it?
To install it, yeah. I gotta jump on there today and
You know, I don't think you like video games anymore. You make fun of the Wii's online. You hate the PS3's installation and download times, and the 360 just don't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Oh, it's funny. That's what's great about this generation is there's something to rip on all three of the consoles about.
Yeah, but it's funny how so many people take offense to it. But anyway, please continue with your fondling.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know it started.
Yeah.
Well, let me see. All right. Well, on the PS3 front, which I did play the most, even when I got my 360 back, I played a little bit of The Show, a little bit of Unreal, and a little bit of The Ratchet.
Fan the boy. Ratchet. You're a PS3 fanboy.
Fanboy.
Whatever.
So what'd you think of Ratchet, since everybody told you you should play it?
Yeah, it's good. I have to dabble more into it. I didn't play it that long because the NFL draft was on.
Blech.
Shut up.
Seriously.
I don't watch the draft. No, don't get me wrong. I'm a big football fan, but I don't watch the draft.
The draft, the NFL draft. Look, everybody that listened to this show for any length of time knows that I'm not really a fan of football.
Well, yeah.
But the NFL draft is the most useless excuse for television ever created.
Yeah. I don't watch it.
And
yeah,
here,
gonna,
I thought it
you
was
know, disagree with that, but you know what? It's one step closer to the football season to start.
Yeah, but it's way too far away.
It is far away, but it gets me pumped.
Yeah,
but
you could have watched baseball while you were watching the NFL draft.
I don't need
watch
a nap.
Baseball.
Oh, look at you!
Uh-oh.
Look at you!
Confrontation.
Look at you.
It's good
you.
For the soul.
No. Please continue. Ratchet, what do you think?
I think that's it. No, I have to play more of it to actually give it a better. It's pretty.
Did you play the Iron Man demo?
Oh, unfortunately.
Wow.
That's a good response.
That was a very deep sigh of disgust.
I couldn't get into it. It's the hovering.
This week's fondling so far really shows you that it is like the calm before the storm. There's nothing to play.
I tried it. I couldn't get into it. I'll try it again, maybe, but I doubt it. So
I need to try that. I downloaded it. I still haven't played it.
It's just not fun.
What about Operation Darkness?
Oh, God. I tried to open my mind up to these RPGs. No.
It's
never
a strategy
again.
Game.
It's an RPG.
It's an RPG strategy game, and I'll say this. It's a really crappy one in comparison.
Yeah.
This is a very angry podcast. If you want to jump on train
to
strategy and RPGs,
no.
That is not the game.
It ruined it for me. So that was my one attempt. And
man.
But
never
see,
again.
He only gave one a chance never on again. What system?
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, God.
All right,
fine. I played my PS3 more. So
what does that have to do with what I said?
Dun dun dun.
Because I played it on the 360.
But you only gave an SRPG on the 360 a chance, and that's really not the system to play them on. You should play them on the PSP.
Oh, the PSP. So I should go buy a PSP.
Yes.
With
actually,
what
you should. You
fucking money.
Get a job.
I'm going to school for that. Shit.
You really should have a PSP.
I had one, but.
It's pretty
didn't
much,
play it.
It's pretty much kick-ass.
I think I had two and didn't play them.
So let me guess what you're going to play this week.
Well, I wasn't done.
We'll continue on. We're not talking about your education. We're talking about video games.
No, I know. I said you were going on to the future fondling. I still got fondling going on.
Okay, well,
you
kept saying I didn't have anything else.
Okay. No, I didn't. I never said I don't have anything else. For the PS3.
Tell us about your fondling, fanboy.
Continue with your fondling.
What the hell is this?
This is a
ripping
this is
on
an
me.
Awesome, this
the?
Is an awesome podcast so far.
Oh yeah, because all your anger.
We all sound like we're angry at each other.
It's because we're not playing GTA.
Angry at me. No one else is
you
getting any kind of shit.
It's because we started recording the podcast an hour later than we usually do.
It is. We're off kilter.
It's grumpy time. What the fuck?
We've ruined all of our chi.
Damn. I don't even want to tell you the rest of my fondling.
Well, fine.
Go ahead with your fondling.
Oh.
So it'll be just like most weeks when you're here. And don't talk.
I'm going to kick you in the dick.
Please go on.
Right. Anyways, continue. Sorry.
Okay, those two demos for the 360.
I swear to God, if you tell me you have nothing else, I'm going to kill you.
I'm trying to get into the mindset. Calm.
It's all right, because I'm pretty sure the five people that were listening to this show turned it off 10 minutes ago. So,
We beat Vegas 2.
Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Finally finished it.
Funny. The end.
The end.
Classic.
There's like really no ending. It's no. Like the end.
Just says the end.
It says the. It literally says the end on a black screen.
But you get to beat, or at least you know.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not. I'm just saying you get to defeat the final guy, unlike Army of Two.
Well, you just spoiled Army of Two.
No, you ruined that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you spoiled Army of Two a couple
so
weeks
don't
ago.
Point the finger
but
blame
I never
at
said
me.
Who. I never said that, yeah.
No, you did. You said the last guy.
The last guy you don't actually fight, yeah. That's all I said.
Oh, anyway. God. I'm trying to look at my slim selection of games I have in my mind.
Yeah, it's not like a whole lot.
No, it's not.
No, I think this is the most that Killer Wolverine's been active, like, in terms of...
You're all taking shots. I'm trying to defend myself.
You're just well, stop you're, trying to defend yourself and just go with the flow.
You're full of passion this
you
week.
You are.
Jason feels your passion.
I'm feeling your vibe, man, because you're like, wee, what, sucks.
What the hell is going on around it? Please continue on before this goes somewhere bad.
Yeah.
Only in your mind.
Passion and wheeze and
I've been
gosh.
Really trying, oh, baby. I think the last one's Viking.
Viking?
I,
does
not,
everybody play Viking?
I played it for like the lowest amount of time ever. And... It was like 10 minutes and then it froze.
Nice.
Well, did you see we finally got a comment
you know
that somebody said that
we talk,
Viking,
we like Viking too much?
We like Viking
yeah, I saw
too
that.
Much, yeah.
Well, it's a good game and it we do talk about it a lot. But I mean, it's just one of those games that no one else would buy without word of mouth.
Right.
Because the reviews are ripping on it.
Well, I think we've mouth of worded it.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah, but I mean, it's I still play.
You know
it's still
play. My copy of Viking actually freezes up every time. At the when the Sega thing comes up and he goes, Sega,
yeah.
or whatever.
It stutters.
It, yeah, it goes,
mine does too. Yeah.
Sega. Oh, I always push the A button to go through that.
It's because it's on the 360.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you know how you auto-jump over fences?
Right.
But usually when there's like a high border or
yeah.
water, like a you know drop-off,
right.
he wouldn't jump?
Right.
Yeah, no. My guy totally just upped it and fell in the water, and that's when it froze, so I turned that off.
Nice.
Picked it up again later. I'm just going through, trying to find some gold, trying to get ready for this second epic battle.
I want to say, too, that that's an awesome piece of animation. I didn't mention that the last time. The leaping the fence thing, it's very smooth.
Yeah, it
it's
is
a lot
very
smoother
smooth.
Than I expected it to be.
Because yeah.
it's not like one of those things where you walk up to the fence and you're, like, running into the fence for a second and
yeah.
then you jump over it. It's very seamless.
I've encountered that where you just run up for a second, especially when I'm trying to get away from enemies who are trying to hack
See, I
at your
had that yet.
Face. So, but,
hack your face.
Yeah. So
maybe because instead of running into the fence, you're busy getting hacked in the face.
It's a possibility. But I've only played a little bit of the story to advance it. So I've upgraded my sword. And that's where I saved. So,
sweet.
So there you go.
And that'll do it until...
Tuesday?
Shit. I have to play it Tuesday.
The next week's episode is just called N4G GTA Podcast Radio.
Right. And some Mario Kart, even if I'm the only one who buys it.
So, yeah, that's pretty much everything else is going to take a backseat to that. So
there you go.
Oh, I play a little bit of Unreal with Maze.
Unreal
online.
Tournament.
Yeah, for the PS3.
PS Triple.
So it was just me and him playing, what the hell was it called? I don't know what it was called.
It was a map.
No, mode. It wasn't a map. It was a different
multiplayer
game.
Multiplayer mode.
Yeah, it was a multiplayer mode. So he owned me. Second round, he completely owned me. Bad. And he asked what the hell was going on. Like, I suck at these things. So.
Well, there you go. You got pyonk.
Bad.
You know.
It was like 20-5.
Truth is a virtue.
Yeah, it was bad. So,
wow.
Yeah. But that'll do it.
All right.
Until Tuesday.
Yeah, future following.
Tuesday.
Well, it's
GTA
a given.
4.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try to find some timing between studying and. I gotta play it.
Oh, you know what? I've got another piece of future funneling that I forgot about. Because Gamefly apparently decided to ignore the fact that I had Dark Sector and Universe at War on my queue and decided to send me Ninja Gaiden Sigma as well.
Well, there you go.
So I've got that. Should be showing up on
yeah,
Monday.
Gamefly.
I
want to
beat it again before Ninja Gaiden 2 launches.
Yeah, I want to know, did you beat the Ninja Gaiden on Xbox?
I did.
Okay. Then you are in that elite club.
Right.
Yes.
The elite.
But, Dark Sector was another one. We've ventured, not the single player, but the multiplayer.
Yeah, we played multiplayer.
Kind of thrown in. Like,
yeah, we played multiplayer.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It sucks. Which I said that in my review because I already knew that, but yeah, it sucks.
We saw that firsthand. I don't think any more online play of that game
is
necessary.
I told you it sucked.
Yeah.
Just like Condemned.
Well, Condemned is a little worse.
I don't know. I think Dark Sector is worse with only two game modes, and they're essentially the same thing.
Yeah, but how many game modes did Condemned have?
Like 4 or 5.
They're not the same?
No. You have the scan in the head, the death match, the bug fights.
Yeah,
and with Dark Sector, there's two modes, Infection and Epidemic, and guess what? They're both exactly the same thing.
Whoa. Just with different names.
It's Team Deathmatch is what it is.
The one in Condemns are just forgettable. I forgot about the head scanning. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. It's Team Deathmatch and Dark Sector.
Well, it's Deathmatch and Team Deathmatch.
No, it's just Team.
No, they're not Team. There's one Team.
It sucks.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it's awesome. I never said
Welcome
that.
Welcome to
it
News
sucks.
For Gamers, We Hate Everything Radio.
I love Dark Sector. The game itself
is
kick-ass.
Yeah, I look forward to playing the single player, but that probably won't happen in the next year.
Well, that's good. It's good to know that you went out and spent $60 on a game.
I didn't buy it. It was a birthday present, so...
Oh. I'm glad somebody wasted their money for you not to play a game
Motherfucker,
for a year.
I have GTA, and that'll take me up to, what's it called? Metal Gear.
And
then that should own me for a while. Then
so, Mr.
Maybe.
Khan, we're moving on to your fondling.
Cause
do you hate everything you're playing this week, too?
Not really. Well, okay, some things. Oh, I played the Iron Man demo.
Did you hate that?
I'll be like... I got a few words about that.
Did you play? Well, did you play PS3 or 360?
360.
Okay.
Fanboy. Oh, I could do that too.
Oh God.
Yeah, but see, Gambus has his own defense force that will come out and kill you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, where's my Legion of Doom?
You don't have one.
Oh, whatever.
That was just
moving,
you.
They're moving furniture today.
Oh, are they? Yeah. They didn't tell me that.
But
Iron Man.
Ugh. Yeah. After I got through playing the demo, I just said, I am not Iron Man.
Wow. Is that your few words you had about the demo?
Yeah, and also sucked. But
you really thought it sucked?
Well, no.
I understand that it's not like a top tier. Like it's not a Spider-Man 2 or a Marvel Ultimate Alliance or anything like that.
I didn't like the control.
Yeah,
the control is really wonky at first.
It looks
wonky.
Good. The game does look good.
I you know what? I mean. I think it's a good $30 game. I would have fun playing it at like $30. But $60, I just can't.
It's a good game to buy for $20-$30 and play it for the achievements.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I imagine it's not a hugely long game. So
probably not.
But, yeah, I have to say, you know, if I just had a PS3, I would probably never pick it up. But, yeah, positive. We got the positive... Energy
positive
vibes?
Yeah,
we need to get some positive vibes going because it's been a very negative.
Speaking of which,
so
the other demo I played was Operation Darkness.
I thought this was supposed to be positive.
Yeah, for real.
Darkness.
Operation.
The thing is, when I was playing it, I wish my television was dark because, dude, and I like strategy RPG games.
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean,
hey,
dude,
I kind of like strategy RPG games too.
I'm sorry. But Operation Darkness was a piece of crap.
It
you know
was.
Why?
Did you spend the first half hour moving your fucking characters? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you literally spend about the first 3 rounds
before
you actually even start attacking your enemy.
Yeah.
Whereas in most games, usually maybe 1, maybe if it's a really big map, 2 rounds before anybody starts attacking. This game, it's like 3 rounds before anybody starts attacking it, and it's... very slow. The camera is too close to the action. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's going on.
But they have those awesomely good helper enemy markers. Where they show you where the enemies are in relation to you. That's awesome.
It's like taking 2 steps forward and like 5 steps backward. It's completely absurd.
That kind of dance will never last.
Yeah.
2 steps forward, 2 steps back.
It's a crappy game. It does have the novelty of turning into a freaking werewolf.
Nice.
But get this. I turned into the werewolf, right? And then I positioned the werewolf next to one of the enemy troops. And I was like, yeah, since I'm a werewolf, I'm gonna maul this guy to death, right? No. I still had to freaking aim my gun at him and shoot him.
So what's the purpose of turning into a werewolf? You
know,
I don't know. Werewolves
have better accuracy.
Yeah, I was about to say werewolves are very handy with a rifle.
And I think you could. I think
generally
you could,
speaking,
you could move like more spaces. I think I'm not totally for sure. I think you can move more spaces as a werewolf.
That's the only okay.
Yeah, it's freaking.
Yeah, vampires get a bonus to pistol accuracy, but historically speaking, werewolves are better off with rifles.
And bazookas. And freaking missile launchers and...
So what is the premise? Is this like World War II kind of cult stuff?
It's World War II with, you know, the whole... You're
with
fighting,
the monster mash?
You're fighting, like, a cult-driven, like, Nazis and your werewolves and...
So you take the most overplayed genre in video games and put it into a shitty SRPG?
Pretty
with,
much.
With werewolves.
With werewolves.
With
that,
plus
werewolves
5 accuracy.
That serve no purpose. I was wanting to...
You were wanting to like this game.
Yeah, I was. It's an Atlus game, and this is like their first...
360 game.
Yeah, their first 360 game. And unfortunately, I'm not going to pick it up. So, Atlus, you got to get on the ball, start licensing some actually good Japanese 360 games. But I'm not hating on Atlus, because I did purchase a game from Atlus.
Which one?
I played, I got Persona 3.
Fez?
The Fez.
The Fez?
The Fez. It is, it's basically Persona 3, like a director's cut version. It's got more side quests. It's got more interactions with the characters.
And 10 times more Fez.
And
you can ask for more.
Another cool thing about Persona 3. Persona 3, for those who aren't familiar, it's a
emo RPG.
It's an emo evil RPG.
You commit suicide.
See, instantly everyone looks at me. Yeah, you know, let me get one thing straight. Fuck you.
Well, that's
okay.
Pretty straight.
Yeah, leaves no mystery.
Oh,
but
that's funny stuff.
Yeah, Persona 3, I'd say it was my second favorite RPG of last year. Of course, the
Behind
first being Mass Effect. Yeah. But
no Blue Dragon love.
Blue Dragon was a really good game.
Did you say Brew Dragon?
No, I didn't.
But but yeah, in Persona 3, they also made it to where whenever you change armor, mm-hmm. whenever you equipped different armor, it actually physically changes the look of your characters, which didn't happen in the original version. So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Is it kind of like real-time weapon change?
Pretty much. But another thing about the game is that...
Giant enemy crab.
Yes.
Once you finish the game, in this version, after the ending, there is a epilogue ending, which is playable, that's supposed to last up to another 30 hours worth of gameplay.
That's not an epilogue.
So a 30-hour epilogue to an already 70 to 80-hour main game.
Wow.
With added side quests, missions, character interactions, and actual graphical changes in armor. So overall, it's like a more redefined version of the same game that came out last year. And it's $30, so
right.
It's a good price. And for those who've actually went through the original Persona 3, I've heard that it's still worth picking up because you can actually just jump right into epilogue from the menu screen.
Good. That's good.
And you can transfer your save from the original version of the game to where you could just jump right into the epilogue with the same characters that you've already powered up. So it's pretty cool game. So it's an incentive for people who've even had the original game. And
that's fan service.
That is fan service. But I played that and played a little bit more of Mass Effect. Not as much as I would hope to have played, but played a little bit more and... Still a fantastic game, man. I'm just like, oh, I can't wait till part two comes out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm wondering about the sequel is I'm wondering if how they're going to approach Mass Effect 2 for those who have not played Mass Effect 1.
That's a good question. They've said that they're going to try and incorporate your save file from the first one, and the decisions that you made, the major decisions that you made in the first one, including a couple very, very large decisions at the end of the game, are going to play into how the world looks to you in the second one. I imagine they'll probably just have kind of a stock stock way to go into it, fresh.
Yeah.
But there's so much backstory in the first one. I mean, obviously, we don't know where they're going to go with the second one as far as story goes, but
yeah.
They're going to have to do some kind of refresher course for people who haven't played the first one. Cause
if I had to guess on how the second one will begin for players who didn't play the first one, I'm going to guess that instead of making like the three decision choices of like your story, your character's backstory,
right.
It's going to be like a big like 12 question, like a 12
right.
part question. So
with some of the decisions from the first game.
Yeah. So and then you make all these
idea.
All these choices of like how your character, you know, went through the first game, and then in the beginning, you'll probably be standing before like some sort of a council, and it's going to be like a 25-minute beginning where it's going to be a whole big flashback of the first game and all the major scenes in it. And I think that's how they're going to approach the beginning of Mass
wouldn't
Effect Part 2.
That wouldn't be a bad way to do it.
Well, they'd have to think of something because PS3 owners aren't going to have played the original on their system. So there's going
right.
to have to be something to...
PS3 is getting... Mass Effect 2?
It's EA. You know it's coming.
Yeah.
The 360 gets an exclusive window of like 6 months, but it'll be on.
You know, I'm actually interested in playing Mass Effect for the PC when it eventually comes out because I heard that they're actually implementing some of the actual gameplay mechanics that they're going to introduce in Mass Effect 2.
Mm-hmm.
Is actually going to be integrated in the original Mass Effect for the PC version.
And they're fixing the inventory system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And frame rate issues. And
yeah.
If your PC can handle it.
Right. If, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I played when Knights of the Old Republic came out, I actually played it on PC. I didn't play it on Xbox. And after playing it on PC, when I tried to play it on Xbox, it was so much better on PC.
Yeah.
Knights of the Old Republic was. As far as control goes, at least it was.
Sweet. Also played a little bit of the Echo Chrome demo.
I swear to fucking God, I have nothing left to talk about.
Thing is, I'm not going to talk. I'm not really going to talk about it.
Is that on the American store now?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I've been on PlayStation Network like once this week. So.
I'll let ZT talk about it, but because I literally only played it.
I don't
know
if you left out.
I really only played it for about 5 minutes. But I must say, it's very interesting.
Did you notice, is it on the PSP store as well?
Yeah,
yes,
you can download a
yes,
PSP demo
is.
Straight from
yeah.
the PlayStation store. So yeah.
Speaking of that, did you download the R-Type demo yet for PSP?
Well, here's the thing. I only have a 512 megabyte memory card.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I need to get a bigger memory card so I can start downloading demos, but... Yeah, Echo Chrome seems pretty interesting, but I'll let ZT talk about that in more detail. And last game I pretty much played was Prologue, Gran Turismo 5 Prologue.
Still digging it?
Yes. Yes, I am. It's actually getting me into cars.
Yeah, I saw the Road and Track magazine in your passenger seat.
Yeah.
That's going a little far.
Yeah, I was looking at this magazine, and man, I can't believe how much cars cost nowadays, man. It's crazy. It's like they're going up an average of $1,000 every year for like the exact same type of car. I mean, it's nuts. But anyway, I'm like looking at the magazine, and it's like, oh, I want to get that in GT, you know? So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
He's going to become a car nerd now.
Yeah.
Car nerd.
I'm hoping that the full version of... Gran Turismo, and it might be in Prologue. I don't know. I haven't really looked at the. I haven't really like inspected the car list. Has the new Lamborghini in it, which is designed like a fighter jet.
I've not seen anything, but
does Gran Turismo have like exotic cars now? Because like when I used to play it, it never. They just had.
There's concept cars in it.
Well, they've always had concept
yeah,
cars,
right,
but I'm talking about like Ferraris and Lamborghinis and stuff. I don't ever remember seeing those in the original three Gran Turismos.
Hmm.
I mean, unless I just didn't get deep enough. And I know they added Indy cars in one of them.
Right.
Thing is, I wouldn't be surprised if like a car just unlocks or shows up because I had another documentary just pop up
at random.
Yeah, so I think that there's now five documentaries that you can watch on ZT TV, And I
GT
watched
TV.
Yeah, GTTV.
I was like, I don't have TV.
Yeah.
I don't have a show.
But I've watched all the documentaries. They're usually between 10 to 15 minutes long. Really cool stuff.
So the game has unlocks like Smash Brothers where it just...
Yeah, where it just unlocks.
So you don't know
so
why.
I wouldn't doubt if there's a crazy car or whatnot. I know it's something interesting. All the cars I've bought so far, I've discovered that newer versions of the same cars are available that say that they're tuned so that they're more powerful than the original version. And I bought several cars over the past week in the game. I bought this crappy car called the Cappuccino.
Mm-hmm.
It's made by Suzuki.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's a nice looking car. You know, it's like a convertible. It's got a nice body on it. But man, the horsepower, it only has like 85 horsepower, which is significantly less than what my car has in real life. So I'm like, okay, so basically this has the motor of a lawnmower, you know? So, and I had to buy it because in order to participate in some of the races, you have to have certain cars. And there's
have a crappy car.
There's a Cappuccino car race. So I was looking
only in Gran Turismo.
Yeah,
no, in Forza 2.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah. There's
terrible.
Races like that in Forza.
So you have to have a crappy car in Forza to race.
I mean, I wouldn't say crappy car, but your
races.
Car. Yeah, your car has to meet certain requirements. Like there are races for. You know, different makes, different models. So there's races for different years. There's races for different amounts of horsepower.
This is why I don't play these games. It really is. I am not a car geek, and I don't like cars. And the one thing about Gran Turismo that always killed me is they're like, we have 500 cars in this. Yeah, but you have 20 versions of the Subaru. You know, you have 20 versions of the same car, and you add that to the total.
But I must say, the last car that I purchased...
I have a four-door. That's two different versions. Two-door, four-door. That's two cars.
I got a... Nissan Skyline Coupe.
Ah, those are nice.
Oh my God, that thing is a monster! Like 320 horsepower. Oh man, it's beautiful.
Can you tune the cars in Prologue?
I don't think
you can.
Right?
Unless you get the A license, I guess.
Yeah, as far as I know. But you can buy tuned versions that are already tuned.
Yeah, but see, I like to tune it myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's part of the fun of the game is. Like, I spent a lot of time doing that in Forza 2, just tuning the cars that I had already. That's where probably most of the money that I earned went.
Yeah.
So,
like I said, it looks like a AAA game. It's got a AAA presentation, especially with the documentaries. The documentaries are beautiful. I mean, even though it's live action video.
Right, right.
I mean, it's like, you could tell it's like shot in high def.
Right.
And it looks beautiful. Everything about the game is beautiful. You know, solid AAA. It's just the content itself that feels like a budget title.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
So does that wrap up all your stuff?
Yeah, that wraps it up. And my future fond lane is, of course, yeah,
Jumper.
No,
Jumper.
I make that joke every week.
Kingo,
man.
Legend of the
if
Nine.
I bought Jumper, I would take the. I'd take the disc and throw it like off the side of a building.
Maybe it would go through a wall.
Maybe
like,
it would,
like in the movie.
Yeah. Speaking of which, yeah.
Maybe it would suck.
Like Hayden Christensen's acting.
Yeah.
Maybe the disc, because it sucks so bad, would just freaking deteriorate before it even hit the ground. Wouldn't even make a scratch.
It might.
Samuel L. Jackson will get it.
Yeah, because he's a bad motherfucker. I wonder if all the discs say bad motherfucker on them.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Is he in the game?
Speaking of Hayden Christensen, I saw something very interesting. And, you know, it probably doesn't belong on the M4G podcast, but I don't care. I don't care.
You don't care?
We just fill the listeners in. We all saw Forbidden Kingdom on Tuesday.
Yes, great.
Which was actually a very good movie.
Except for Killer Wolverine.
Yeah. I mean, I heard a
he was sleeping.
I was sleeping. I heard a pretty good description of it, that it should have been called Walt Disney Presents Kung Fu the Movie. I think that might have been on IGN.com.
Yeah, it was like a Disney movie. It really was.
But it was, I mean, it was a fun little movie.
Oh, great.
But apparently the guy in it, like the main...
the kid?
American kid?
Yeah.
Was one of the three finalists to play Anakin Skywalker in The Phantom Menace.
He reminded me of the same kind of, like, persona as Hayden Christensen.
So there you go.
You know what? His acting in that movie was better than Hayden's in Star Wars prequels.
This is true.
By a lot.
Man, this is true.
I kind of wish he had been.
I mean, his acting wasn't even that good.
No, but Hayden Christensen is just really that bad.
Well, no. He wasn't going to be in the older Anakin movies. He was going to be in the first Phantom Menace when Anakin was a little kid.
Oh, a little kid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. So,
but anyways, there you go. There's your little Forbidden Kingdom trivia fact for the day.
Yeah, I also thought the fight scenes in that movie were freaking
awesome.
Very
well done. If you like kung fu movies, if you like Jet Li, if you like Jackie Chan, it's a good movie. I definitely recommend.
If you like the story of the Monkey King.
Yes, the Monkey King.
The Monkey King was awesome.
Just seeing Jet Li in that outfit.
And laughing. And
yeah, that made the movie
for
me a lot.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Jackie's always the drunken master.
Right.
Always. But anyways, GTA 4 this week?
Yep.
All week?
All week
sweet,
long.
Sweet loving?
Oh, yeah. Be some sweet loving.
All right. Well, I guess mine stays the same. About as usual. Like I said, we beat Rainbow Six Vegas, too. And, it was a really short single player.
How long?
Maybe 4 or 5 hours total.
It's pretty short.
It's not very long.
I mean, it's
co-op.
Yeah.
You said single player.
Well, it's the single player story. All
right.
So, but I think the multiplayer is really where that there's a lot of that to it. So, I mean, it's still worth $60 if you're a Rainbow fan, but it literally the end is pretty cheesy.
That was awful.
Although the last level was really cool.
Yeah, I
like it. I liked the last boss fight.
It ties in nicely because I was wondering with the first game or how this would go, and it ties in nicely.
Hmm. See the story. It's you're killing terrorists and there's betrayal. That's about what I got out of it.
Yeah.
Somebody defected.
You don't care about the story.
I don't play Rainbow Six for the story.
Just like Ghost Recon. Who plays Ghost Recon for the story?
Apparently the two games, Ghost Recon 1 and Ghost Recon 2, Advanced Warfighter, didn't they take place in like the span of 2 days? That's about
the
only thing
day.
I remember about them.
I thought it was the next day.
You know,
yeah, well, 2 is the next day.
Right. You know, you guys keep on saying, I don't care about the story in Rainbow Six. I don't care about the story in Ghost Recon. I'm thinking to myself, these games are based on freaking novels.
Right.
You know, the Tom Clancy novels.
Right.
And his novels are like freaking like 1,200 pages each.
Right.
So I'm wondering, are they really boring?
They've never, I don't know. I don't think the Clancy series, with the exception of Splinter Cell, I don't think that either the other two Clancy series have really done a good job of fleshing out the story in-game. Like, it's never really been about that for the other two. Splinter Cell has always been the story-driven one of the series.
Because the Rainbow Six is actually based on a novel by Clancy called Rainbow Six.
Right.
So I'm wondering, what the heck is the novel about, you know?
I'm sure it's about the same kind of deal.
I imagine the novel's pretty good. But
yeah, I mean, I'm sure the book is fine, but these games, there's a lot of games I don't play for the story. If the story drags me in, then I'll get into it. Like Frontlines had a really neat kind of like short story to it.
I've been eyeing that game lately.
I mean, like the premise behind it, the whole fighting over oil in the future and thing, that was interesting enough for me to watch the 45-second to a minute cutscenes in between each level. But when it comes to the Rainbow Six games or the Ghost Recon games, I'm just skipping. I don't care. I really don't. I know that you're part of the Rainbow Six terrorist organization, and you're killing some guys, and some people betray.
That's actually their name, Some Guys.
Some Guys. Yeah. They all have names and shit. I don't know
I'm in your base, killing your dudes.
Exactly. So.
And but usually their names involve Alpha or Bravos.
Alpha and Bravo team. You know.
Yeah.
Tango's down.
Tango down. Tango spotted.
I also played some more Dark Sector. Finishing up my achievements on the 360, and man, outside of the multiplayer, that game is so awesome. They shouldn't even put multiplayer in it. Should not have put multiplayer
in it. So it's kind of like the darkness all over again?
It is the darkness all over again. But the only thing about the darkness is at least it could be a generic first-person shooter, whereas Dark Sector doesn't really work as a deathmatch game. It just doesn't, because the glaive aspect of the game doesn't really fit well into multiplayer.
It's too slow.
It's badass in single-player. But if you get 16 people in a room, or 12 people you can play in Dark Sector?
Throwing glaives at each other,
it just becomes sporadic, and there's no strategy involved. It's kind of ridiculous.
It's too slow.
Yeah.
It's like, dodge the blades. Ah, they're everywhere.
It probably also feels slow to you because you've been playing so much Unreal.
Well, yeah. Unreal's so
anything
fast.
Feels slow next to Unreal.
Next to Unreal.
I don't know. This
Dark Sectors versus, and it upsets me because the elements in multiplayer don't really have a huge advantage except for like being able to explode them when you're in a group of people. So but it's basically if you took the single player and you made it really bad and you threw some extra people in it. That's what multiplayer
is. That's going on the back of the box too.
But the single player is so good. So good. Need to play through that game. Played more Viking again. Once again, digging through, getting some more achievements.
Viking! Very manly game.
Yeah, I played through the second Battle of Gowcliff last night, and man.
That sounds epic.
It was. I told you how epic it was.
It is huge. Like, just blood, guts, and gore everywhere. It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful. That's another game that, you know what, the story don't mean shit to me. I don't
even
know.
I actually kind of like.
I guess if you were into the Viking lore, it would be kind of neat. But I, you know, I'm just kind of like, eh. I don't really care. I just want to go.
It's a very manly story.
It's a very manly story.
Yes,
Gamus is all about the manly stuff today.
Manly and epic.
Angry men. We should call this the Angry Men podcast.
That's it. That's probably why he's not buying Mario Kart today.
Because it's not manly.
It's not manly.
It's not manly at all.
If they were driving,
as too happy
big rigs and not going woohoo,
yeah,
it would probably.
If it didn't have such a broad color palette, you'd be all there.
If it was all just gray and brown and everybody looked like they were made by Epic, you would be buying it.
You're emo.
What?
Emo.
Anyway.
Deal with it.
And look who's talking.
Look who's talking, mister. I've got a Green Day shirt on with a heart and a mouse trap.
It was an undershirt for my jersey laying to your left, sir.
I've got a Green Day shirt on with a heart and a mouse trap.
You're going to wear a punch in the eye.
That sounds like it fits all. One size fits all. And then, of course, I played my quintessential Rock Band and Guitar Hero, and I'm still thoroughly pissed off at Green Grass and High Tides on Expert. Every time. 85%. Every time. Every time.
Maybe you should just give it up.
I don't want to give it
you're
up
just
because
not good enough.
I beat this song on Expert, and it's every song. I beat
not,
every song
you're
on
just
Expert.
Not good enough.
I guess not. I have to. I am fail.
You are fail.
I am
epic
fail.
Epic fail.
Epic fail right there that I can't. And I know there's people out there listening to this. Like, you can't beat Green Grass and High Tides on Expert. You suck. You suck. You know what? 95% of people who play Guitar Hero don't even play on hard. So shut the fuck up.
Wow.
I
brutal.
Can't help it that that's all you do is play that game.
More anger.
I thought the anger thing was my deal. Get your own hook.
Anger.
Dude, everybody in this room is angry today. Apparently.
I know.
Hey, to everybody listening, send your hate mail to me.
Yeah, it all goes to Gambus. Yeah,
even if you have the complaint about ZT, it goes to
Gambus.
Yeah, if you complain about someone else, direct it toward me instead. So because I'm taking the blunt of the negative feedback this week. But only this week, though.
Only this week?
Yeah, next week he'll be back to normal.
60 episodes, he's finally going to get some hate mail.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Gambus.
I know. He's like, they don't ever give him any shit. It's like, haha, Gambus said the Wii sucks. Haha. Well, ZT says it. Oh, anyway. And then the last thing I'll talk about, since Gambus didn't spoil it too much, was Echo Chrome. I downloaded this, and I was very interested to try it out, because the idea of the M.C. Escher perspective kind of puzzle game, really. It really intrigued me of how it would work. And did you notice that your dude only walks left? Like, he will only turn left. He won't turn.
So he's like Derek Zoom.
I only played it for 5 minutes. I didn't really notice that, but come to think about it, yeah.
It has to do with the way the game puzzles out, and it's very interesting how it works. Did you use the motion controller, or did you use the right analog stick?
The analog.
See, the motion controller is so much faster to use, because it moves the level around so much faster.
What's the point of the game?
The game is basically, you start off as this little dude walking, and these levels are broken up into...
Which is a new movie coming from Columbia Pictures.
Little Dude Walking.
It's a sequel to Dead Man Walking. Little Dude Walking.
But you basically start off on this... It's all in black and white. There's like no color. And the levels are tiered, and there's stairs, and like what you have to do is like you'll see like basically like you have a long walkway, you'll have a walkway below it, but they're not connected. But if you turn the camera a certain way and you perspect it to look like it's connected, he can walk there. So it's all based on what you see. That's the thing.
You ever seen an M.C. Escher painting?
Yeah,
yeah, that's what it's kind of like.
Is that Crazy Stairs?
Crazy Stairs.
Oh, no.
But it's kind of neat because the further you get into it, the more stuff they throw at you, like the holes that you can fall through. If you position the map to look like the hole is going to drop you onto the level below, it will. Mm-hmm. But if you don't,
you're dead.
Then you'll fall to your death. But then also, like, say you're walking across a beam and it has a gap in it. Mm-hmm. If you put something in front of it, the gap's not there anymore. So he can just walk right through it.
What were those little crazy echo people?
The echo people? The
dark, I don't know, figures that were on the...
Those are the ones you got to get to. That's how you beat the level.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to get to each one of those different figures scattered around the level and moving the level around. You can move it in any direction, left, right, up and down, any direction so that you can change the perspective of what you're looking at.
Do you have to enable the six axis? Because I tried.
The nice thing about it is the six axis, all you have to do is tap the L1 button and then move. And then
you have to tap it.
Hold it down.
Or hold it down.
And then move and then let go of it and it won't work anymore. So it's really well done because if you just had it the whole time, it would be so hard.
Yeah.
Like just hold still while I go through this. So you just tap it, you hold it down, then you move where you want the camera and then let go.
That's nice.
And it's actually, once you get used to it, it's much better than the analog stick. Because the analog stick's kind of slow. I'm sure you can speed that up in the full version, but
yeah.
It just, using the motion control feels better because you can, it's precise. And it does support Rumble.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. But I think this is one of the coolest and most innovative puzzle games that I've ever played.
So it's going to be a purchase on PSN?
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy this one on PSN. And that's the thing, is if PlayStation Network would do demos of arcade games, I'd be more apt to buy them instead of buying them blindly.
Right. Yeah.
Because 360, you can always play the demo. Which I think we should do too. Of course, Virtual Console, you know it or you don't.
Yeah, you know.
But with these new interesting games like Super Stardust, I wouldn't have just thrown my money at that. I would download the demo and play it, you know. So I think every game should have a demo. And the Echo Chrome demo is like 5 levels. So, I mean, it's pretty substantial.
Yeah.
And it is really cool.
I have to play it on both PS3 and PSP and see which one I want.
Yeah. I think I would go with PS3 just for the motion. I think that's pretty cool.
I think I would play it more on the PSP.
You probably would.
I would have more time to play it.
I downloaded it, but I didn't really sit down with it yet, so I'll try to play it.
Yeah, it'll fuck with your mind. It's the best part about it. It's just how many different. I can't imagine some of the later levels. You know, it's kind of like N Plus, but in a different degree. Like,
yeah,
it's a really thinking man's game.
Yeah, with minimalistic graphics.
Yeah. And it's really stylized, though. And I love the presentation of how, like, after every level, she's like, congratulations, you have finished the level. Now figure this one out. Or when you're going through the tutorial and it tells you how everything works.
Yeah.
I love the stylized feel of it. But it's definitely a purchase. I hope it's, like, around $10.
Yeah, it probably will be.
Yeah.
And then hopefully the PS cards will be out by then.
Hopefully.
So.
Yeah, aren't they supposed to be out by now?
They were supposed to be shipping a couple weeks ago, but I still haven't seen them.
Yeah, me neither. Have you heard any word about when Wipeout HD comes out?
I don't know, but I'm so dying to play
that. I definitely need to get that game.
Wipeout HD and SOCOM Confrontation, I keep getting more and more pumped about.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I mean, I haven't really played SOCOM since the first one, but this one might drag me back in because it looks pretty good.
I like SOCOM.
The only thing that sucks about Confrontation for me is I want to buy the Blu-ray version, obviously, because I'm more of a physical media person, but they don't sell it without the headset.
Well, I'll buy the headset from you, maybe, if I have the headset by then.
Yeah, because I have to have the Blu-ray version.
Is it another Bluetooth headset?
I'd imagine it's... They pretty much said it's going to be Warhawk again.
Oh, okay.
So it'll probably be the same headset, if not just a different model.
What's the release date for that one?
Don't know yet.
No set one?
Probably September.
Yeah,
I think
they said September.
Oh, yeah, we did announce it September.
Yeah, September. I can't remember the date.
Yeah,
now.
It's in September.
We'll get ripped for that, but
I can't
remember the date.
I can't remember the date. I just know the month.
Right.
And that pretty much wraps up all I played this week. And then, of course, this week, depending on whether or not I pick up Mario Kart today,
I want
Mario Kart. There's no doubt about that. And then, of course, once Tuesday hits. You really going to play it with the steering wheel?
Yeah, I'm going to play it with the steering wheel. I'll give the steering wheel a chance.
No, I'm going to play with the two combo. Wii and the nunchuck, because then you can do the tricks.
You know why I want to give the steering wheel a chance? Because what was the first thing I said when the Wii announce motion control and all that stuff.
You
I said,
play
I
Mario
can't
Kart?
Wait for Mario Kart. As soon as I saw the Excite Truck thing where you could steer it with the thing, I said, I can't wait to play Mario Kart like that.
You'll
so
play
I'm
it that,
give it a
you'll
try.
Play it that way for about 5 minutes, and then you'll go to the two controllers.
I don't think so.
You can play it with the GameCube controller, too, which is nice. But
yeah.
You can't do the tricks with the motion control.
Right.
You have to hold a button down. So, but, yeah, I really want to get Mario Kart. I think I will get it today. And then, of course, Tuesday, I have my GTA paid in full, ready to pick up.
There you go.
Sweet. Oh, yeah. After watching these videos, which we'll talk a little bit about later, but, yeah. Yeah. All right, but we're going to move on to news. So, let's get to this.
And now. News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents News Quickies, brought to you by Fatty's Hamburger Stand, because who needs a functioning heart when you can have bacon deep-fried and dipped in ranch? And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
You know something? That sounds so good.
It does.
I thought of that on the way here, and I was like, man, that would be very good.
Bacon dipped
Did
in
you,
ranch.
You know what would be even better?
What's that?
Like a potato? Like some manner of tater tot with bacon inside it,
inside
fried, with some bacon and cheese inside.
Or how about this? Boneless chicken wrapped in bacon dipped in ranch.
Man.
Okay, we need to stop. But
I'm getting
That's
hungry.
Enough.
All
yeah.
right, we're going to – but I'd make the comment. Did you read the thanks to Gamma's Con's suggestion to get everybody to start voting on iTunes. Did you see we got some more votes?
Yes.
And one of them said, I love the show except for the news announcer voice.
Oh.
So that was your first hate mail.
My first hate mail.
About that one.
Piece of hatred.
Even after all the reviews we got, which we got about, what, six more or something like that, we're still at 4.5 stars.
Nice.
There you go.
Yes.
But we need some more votes.
We do.
Need some more votes to get on the front page. So if you do download this through iTunes, please give us a vote. It doesn't have to be positive, but we'd like to know what you think.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
If it's, I mean, if it's a negative vote, tell us what you think sucks.
Yeah. Because we always listen.
Right.
So we're going to move on to news. And the first piece of news is Tay Madden curse finally going to be broken?
No. He'll fall down the stairs yeah. 2 days after the game comes out. Break his neck.
As Brett Favre, the retired, just this year retired quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, will don the cover of Madden, which is the first time a player that's not actually playing in
yeah.
the NFL.
But, you know, I think that's good.
I think
I mean, contrary to what most people say, he deserves it.
Yes.
I think
he's a hell of a quarterback.
He's the biggest player that's been on the cover, and I think it's a huge thing to have him on the cover.
And, you know, that's awesome. That was a good decision. And
yeah.
whatever, regardless of what everyone else says, he deserves it. He's a hell of a quarterback, and he's it's the
that's
Packers are going to miss him.
That's what Peter Moore coming to EA does.
Well, that was very smart move.
It gets you Brett Favre.
Even though
you,
Brett Favre, you might not be able to play as him in Madden, but he deserves it.
It gets you one of the stars of There's Something About Mary on the cover of your
exactly.
football game.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Favre.
But,
so,
yeah, that's exciting, yeah. And it's good to see a huge yeah. player on the cover this year. It's awesome.
We were expecting what,
yeah, that might
Tom
actually,
Brady or
that might actually get that gritty little upstart Madden 2009 a couple sales.
Yeah. Yeah,
this year.
I'm sure.
Yeah, because it needs help selling.
I'm sure it needs it needs a boost in sales.
Yeah. But good move. That
fresh new kid on the block.
I applaud their homage to the great Brett Favre.
There you go. Next up, in more EA news, EA announces Monopoly, but not for what you would expect. It's not a downloadable content game.
Right.
It is not a micro game. It is a full-fledged console title. For the Wii, 360, PS2, and PSP, I think, and maybe DS.
Hmm.
But they've changed the rules of Monopoly.
I just got a joke in my mind. EA Monopoly.
See what you did.
See
what he did there? See what he did there
snap.
With the Monopoly joke?
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently they're going to have a new mode of Monopoly that you can speed play and actually finish an entire game of Monopoly within 30 minutes, according to the developer.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. I think what it was is every time you land on a property, you automatically own it.
Nice.
So you don't have to buy it. So that's how the speed version comes into the game.
Wow. So Baltic Avenue, you have to have.
Yeah. You got to have that rundown Baltic Avenue and then Mediterranean, possibly. You know, $60 is what they call.
Is it going to be a $60 game then?
No, the game will be $40. I'm talking about the price of Baltic Avenue.
No, I know. I was moving it along.
No,
asking
it's,
if it's going to be a $60
game. It's going
to
be a $40.
You're trying to speed the news.
Yeah, he was
just
trying
like
to get
game.
You to quit talking about it.
I'm sorry. You guys fucking made me hungry.
All right. Next up, in case you didn't guess, Guitar Hero 4 To feature multiple instruments?
And what would the other instrument be?
Maybe
and
a
why?
Drums and a microphone and a bass
then
guitar.
Then you can't call it Guitar Hero anymore.
No, you really can't. You could call it Rock Band Hero.
You could call it Leave It Guitar Hero.
Yes.
You could call it Rock Band Wannabe Hero.
It's like, you know, I understand that they want to try and capture some of the rock band mania, but you know what? It's nice to have a guitar-centric version without the other instruments.
Still have a lot of fun playing Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time I picked it up in forever was over, you know, playing with you last night, but it's fun.
It is still a good game. It is a fun game. And speaking of the Rock Band Guitar Hero debacle, rumor has it Harmonix is going to make a huge mistake, in my opinion, and announce Rock Band 2, which
Electric
I think
Boogaloo.
Is just stupid. Continue on with the DLC. You have the platform.
Right.
There's no reason to make a new game. None. So, but that's a rumor.
Unless they introduce a new instrument. Like, unless they have a keyboard in there somewhere.
I still don't think you should announce a new game.
If there's a keyboard, I'm there.
Unless they reprogram the original songs and the DLC to use the new instrument, because then you're splitting your fan base otherwise.
Right.
And that sucks.
That would be a smart way of doing it.
So, we'll see.
DLC, new instrument introduce, would be freaking awesome.
Just sell the instrument separately for people who already went out and shelled $170 on Rock Band.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so. Also in Rock Band news, this week's DLC is Zero by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Ugh.
And two songs by the Mother Hips.
You know, I didn't think I could dislike the Smashing Pumpkins anymore. And then I heard a version of Landslide by the Smashing Pumpkins yesterday.
Oh.
And it made me want to cry.
Oh.
I tell you what, though. Of all the Smashing Pumpkins songs in the world, I do like Zero. I like that song. I don't know why. I may download it on Rock Band. I'm not a huge fan of them, but I do like that song. So I don't know who the Mother Hips are.
I've never heard of them.
I can't help you. They have two tracks this week.
Let me guess. They're indie.
I don't know. Good news for fans of Sega Racing. Codemasters bought the studio
That's awesome.
Sega closed down, so
yeah.
The guys from Sega Rally will now join the guys from Dirt and
Grid,
or Pro Race Driver, or whatever iteration it's been in the past 10 years.
Oh, and it looks fantastic.
Grid looks awesome.
It does. Looks beautiful.
Sony fanboys Amcry, as home beta, is delayed until fall.
Oh, man.
Wait, let's say this one more time, and let's put extra emphasis on one word. Home beta.
Beta.
Delayed until fall.
Yes.
Huge, huge mistake.
It should be canceled at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, the whole, well, you know, they just want to make it better. They want to make it better before they launch it. It's a beta. Open it up. Let people play it. Let them tell you what they want.
Let
and make
it
better that way.
Let them break it. That's the whole point.
Let's ask the beta tester. Have you been playing with it?
Dude, I don't even care about it anymore. I don't even touch it because it doesn't have the integration that home is going to be cool for, which is the game-themed rooms and all that stuff. It doesn't even have any of that yet. It's just walk around, play some bowling, watch some really slow streaming video.
How are people excited about this?
Because it's free.
Oh, yay.
Okay. I mean, it's got... It does have some potential.
Yeah, it does.
But, I still...
If you're not opening a beta until fall...
Right.
And, seriously.
Yeah. I mean, I still hold to the fact that people are going to play around in it for 2 weeks and then they're going to be done with it.
Almost 2 years in the making before it hits the streets, according if the beta really does launch in fall.
Right. Well, it better be the greatest thing in video game history if it's going
to
wait.
I don't think it has to be that good. Yeah.
Dark Sector took 4 years.
But
it's just... How can people still be excited?
I honestly don't think that at this point, I don't know too many, even hardcore Sony fanboys who are really all that excited about home anymore. And it's just because they keep getting dirt kicked in their face about it. I mean, and like I said, all day long you hear, well, you know, they just want to make sure they just want to make it better before they launch it. They just want to make it better before they launch it. You know, that's the whole point of a beta.
Yeah.
Open the beta up. And let people tell you what sucks, let people tell you what they want, and then go from there. But at least let people into it now, because all you're doing is killing any hype that you had whatsoever.
Yeah. Mm.
That's true.
And I sincerely hope, not just for myself as a PlayStation 3 owner, but for people who only own PlayStation 3, that the delay of home doesn't hold up any of the in-game communication, you know, cross game, friend invites, any of that stuff.
Yeah, because if it does, then we're just going to have to wait so much longer on it.
My hope is that that will still make it into the next major update, but I don't know.
Anyways. Next up, the new Silent Hill game has finally been named, and it's due out in September, according to the press release from Konami. It's called Silent Hill Homecoming.
Yeah. So,
being developed by the Collective, outsourced from Japan to America. Right. So, it should be good.
We'll see.
We shall see. Could the franchise finally be revived? Although, Origins was good. Origins was pretty good. So, the MGO beta is finally live in the U.S. after the huge debacle.
Right.
So, if you have a code, now you can go sign up for your 14 IDs and download the patch.
Yeah, download your patch.
Actually, two patches. They're on 1.2 now, I think.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
Great. I still can't download the first
patch. But basically, set aside an entire day to download, not to play the game, but just to download it and try to get ready. And then set aside the whole next day to actually try to play it, if you can.
Did you play it?
Did you play it yet?
No.
Gambus?
Oh, okay. No. So no one here has played it?
Yeah, I mean, every time I've tried to get in, I get kicked out.
Yeah.
So my hope is to try and hopefully play it a little tonight, if I'm keeping my fingers crossed. So
good luck with that.
Yeah.
Let me know. All right, moving on. Burnout Paradise DLC to feature motorbikes and night driving.
That's some cool DLC.
That's
right
some
there.
Cool DLC.
Yeah.
That is. That's
so bring in a new vehicle into Burnout Paradise. That's very cool. And I think it would be awesome to race at night. Imagine how much more you'd crash.
Yeah. Burn out at night. Oh.
Here's a good one.
This next piece of news, I cannot express to you how happy it makes me. I can't express to you.
Interplay has announced that one of gaming's icons is returning to the fray as Earthworm Jim returns to video games.
Not only to video
Sweet.
Games, but to a television show and possibly a movie.
Yes. But nothing announced.
No,
no system.
No systems announced
nothing.
Yet.
I remember they were talking about a TV show and a movie way back when
it
was
originally
a TV
show. Yeah, they had a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yep.
You ever saw the Earthworm Jim cartoon?
No.
It was actually pretty funny.
Yeah. But he is returning to gaming.
That makes me smile.
So.
Yeah, I'm so happy. But I mean, I've been saying for ever since we started this podcast that they need to have a new Earthworm Jim.
And
you
know
now it's on its way.
When the new one comes out, I'm hoping that they'll release the original one
on Xbox Live Arcade,
yes.
and PS Network.
That
because I remember,
awesome.
I remember playing the original one. I never actually beat it. I rented it from like a video store,
mm-hmm.
but I remember it was really good.
Yeah, I have the first two actually on Super Nintendo. I have one and two on Super Nintendo at the house.
The one for a Game Boy wasn't that good.
No, and Earthworm Jim 3D was terrible. Yeah. So let's hope that they sort of skirt around that.
Oh,
but.
Awesome.
All right.
Just
next
awesome.
Up, we're going to move into the top stories on M4G this week. I only picked two this week. But the first one's going to be very fun.
Yeah.
I did this one. This was submitted by Zoid Wheeler. And this is 11 signs that you are no longer a hardcore gamer. These are the 11 things.
It's a very good article.
This is a very good article. Let's scroll down and let's start here. You prefer to play against the computer. This is the first sign that you're no longer a hardcore gamer. Now, the question is, as we go down through these, think about this and see if any of these apply to you, which I almost fit that. I'd rather play against the computer
I fit almost all 11.
Yeah, I do too, which is kind of sad. The second one, you only play when your girlfriend is out. So, that's the second one. The third one, you believe that winning isn't everything. As everybody in this room sits in the recreational zone of Xbox Live.
Right. Right.
It's been days, not hours, since you last switched on your console. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
That's my PlayStation 3 at the house. And my 360 actually at the
that's
house.
Every system I have, yeah.
Factors come into play on that.
Well, yeah, but I mean.
This is how it goes. You're the oldest person trading in games at the game station.
I am not that.
I'm not that, but I'm up there.
Yeah.
I'm one of the oldest people trading in games at the game station. Yes. You like your Xbox 360 and PS3 equally.
Okay, that doesn't fit me right now.
You fondly remember a golden age of gaming.
Yes.
Yep.
The golden age.
Yeah. This one's good. You avoid playing the Wii because it's too much effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really kind of is. Your FPS experience consists of spawn, run, die, spawn, run, die.
That sounds a lot like mine, actually.
Yeah, that sounds like wow. Me as well. That's fantastic.
You find the idea of video games based on board games perfectly acceptable.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
dude.
Yeah. It's funny because it says, you know, anyone for a game of Carcassonne tonight, and I just played that the other day.
Yeah, and it says the wife's out till 10 p.m., and I have to be online after I've had my dinner. All right, and the last one, you've pre-ordered Grand Theft Auto 4, but you don't mind if you don't get it on launch day.
I think 8 of the 11 apply to me.
Yeah, same here.
So... So I guess we're not hardcore gamers anymore?
I guess not.
What happened, man?
I guess not.
Oh, well. That's a fun article, though.
That is. That was a very good article. Was that Tech Radar?
Yeah, had that article, but it was...
This is going to be an interesting article right here.
You think so? From thevideogamer.com was contributed by Cyrus365. He says, a new Wii game engine promises PS3 visuals. The Quantum 3 engine claims to be the most powerful in the industry. Now, here's the thing. If the Wii produces PS3 visuals, it comes from them adding a DVD player to play video of PS3 games. Seriously.
Oh, my mind just exploded.
Because you know what? It's not going to do it any other way.
Well,
I don't care
what
engine it is.
I mean, here's the thing. We'll throw that word or that phrase out there again.
The thing is,
it's not even high def.
Exactly.
So it doesn't even matter if they're PS3 quality visuals or not.
You know what the Quantum 3 engine is? It's a $2,000 computer that you hook into the Wii, and it makes the Wii more powerful.
There you go. So you know what the Quantum 3 engine is? It's a PlayStation 3 that you sit next to your Wii.
And pretend that you're still playing the Wii.
Pretend that you're still playing the Wii.
Even though you're playing Ratchet and Clank.
Actually, right. What it is I dress up my DualShock 3 in a Wii jacket.
Yeah, and you know what it is? It's the Quantum 3 is the new Wii controller for the 360.
Yep.
I mean, we're sitting here blasting this thing and watch it come out, and it really will do that. But, I mean, to me, there's no chance. There's no chance.
It's the secret hidden power of
right.
The Wii.
The secret hidden power of the Wii that leaves games looking like PlayStation 1 games.
Yeah. All right. Now we're going to move on to questions. So this should be fun. We'll start off with Eddie Riviera, who wants to pop in and say,
hey, Eddie.
Hey, Zero and friends. I just want to ask you a couple of questions before you did the next show. I was wondering what score you thought between 1 and 10 that you'd give for Viking, which I reviewed it, so I gave it a 7.5.
That's about right.
So. I'd say that's right. I'd give it, 7.5.
He said he actually took the advice, bought the game, and have not regretted it yet. The game really does have its flaws, but it's just so fun, you can easily look past it. How one of you mentioned how pretty the water is. You're right. It's very soothing to watch the waves. Too bad I can't find a shore like that where he lives. He says, and Killer Wolverine, he's wondering if you tried Ratchet yet.
There you go.
He said if you didn't, he'd be disappointed. You owe it to yourself to play it, and he would let you use his copy if you don't want to spend any money.
There you go. Yeah. It is very generous.
And he says he took my advice not to buy GT Prologue. It's a waste of life to play, and the only thing it offers is a graphic.
No, actually, he said he wishes he would have taken your advice.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
He actually did buy
Prologue.
He did
buy it. He said he'd rather play GT3 and can't believe they left out the most basic elements, like customization and quality music. He says he can't even hear it, let alone put up with the crappy soundtrack. The question, though, is do you think Grid will be able to satisfy my racing sim appetite, or will I have to buy an Xbox 360 to get the driving experience that I deserve? The thing I most want from Grid is private racing matches and voice chat with no lag in between. No, you're not asking for too much.
No.
No. As far as Grid goes, the only thing I worry about is they've kind of, I don't know if anybody read this, they've kind of dumbed it down so it's not a simmy anymore.
Yeah, I read an article about Grid in the newest issue of Edge Magazine.
And basically, the developer said they're basically going to straddle the line between simulator and arcade.
Yeah, it's not, because the Pro Race Driver series were always a very simulation.
Right.
Like, especially with damage, because, like, if you damaged your car too much, you couldn't continue.
Right.
So that was a huge, like, hurdle for that game series. But they said they've pretty much straddled it and made it a lot more arcadey. So I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. It looks great.
Oh, yeah.
But
it does.
We'll just have to wait and see, because Codemasters is great at making racing games.
Yeah.
So
I mean, Grid will probably whet your appetite until the next big sim racer comes along.
Yeah.
So whether, you know, whether it's Gran Turismo 5 or if it gets delayed, probably Forza 3, but...
His last part comes about the MGO beta, which this was posted last week, so it is live now. And then he said he saw the review for Viking.
There you go.
But there you go. All right, next question comes from Paul War. He says, in a recent article that he wrote on PSLegion.com, and you can get the link from inside the thread, says, I discussed various alternatives to World War II as an FPS setting. This is taking into the assumption that COD 5 will return to World War II roots, which would be a huge mistake. Since he wants to know our thoughts on the matter, most of the feedback I've got favors World War I, a mixture of new and familiar. Do you agree on World War I, or are there any particular conflicts that you would like to play through?
I think World War I would actually be a really good direction, because you could basically bill it as a prequel, obviously, to the World War II storylines of the Call of Duties.
That's a big-ass gap between prequels.
Yeah, it is. But thing is, in terms of historical revenants, World War I is known as the Great War.
Right.
There were more casualties and deaths in World War I. Right.
There's also a lot of new tech, quote unquote. Not that we would consider it tech nowadays, but there was a lot of new tech in World War One that was the first time it ever been used.
Yeah,
so World War Two or World War One would probably be a pretty good setting.
And there's some historians that basically think of World War Two as basically a continuation of World War One. So yeah, from a history perspective, I think World War One would be a good game, a good direction to go in. And it would give you more of a revenance to the purpose of World War II.
My two wish lists are for a really good first-person Civil War game, because they've never had one that was really good. And a really good – and that's the American Civil War, by the way, in case anybody's wondering. And number two would be a very good – Vietnam War game.
Yeah, there's never been a
first person.
Ugh.
So those are my terrible. Those are my two wish lists.
And the thing is, a good way to approach a Vietnam game would be, here's how I would do it. I would do it like a open sandbox GTA game where you don't just experience Vietnam from a first-person perspective, shooting the enemy. But I would like to have a Vietnam game that you actually interact with villages. You go to different villages.
They kind of tried that with Shell Shock.
Yeah.
I think making a game that's really personal instead of just shooting the enemy –
right.
Would be a really a more of a mature approach to the game.
I think Infinity Ward could do a pretty good job with because I mean they made Call of Duty 4 incredibly intense, and that's what a Vietnam War game would have to be. It would have to be incredibly intense. I think they could probably do a pretty good job of that.
I think it'd be a good direction to maybe have some controversial stuff in it. Right. Besides the killing.
Right.
I'm not a pervert or anything, but like the freaking, how the Vietnamese, how they would relieve stress, if you will. I mean, not the Vietnamese, but the U.S. soldiers over there in Vietnam.
and add some tragic scenes to the game.
Yeah, I mean you can't really have a game about Vietnam and not have some of the really messed up stuff that went down over there in it.
You have moral choices like Mass Effect over here. Or something.
Yeah.
You could be good or bad.
It would be very. I don't know if you want to go down the being bad path. It seems like you'd be better off if you cast the player in a heroic role where he could stop some of the kind of atrocities that happened over there.
Yeah, but it'd be a really difficult line to walk.
It would be.
But I think that would be the best way to approach a Vietnam game would be some controversial scenes, not just for the sake of controversy, but for the sake of authenticity.
Right. In context.
Yeah.
They should make like an AeroBiz type of simulator game where you could play the president during Vietnam and be able to call the troops back early.
There you go. See? That'd be a very quick game, though.
It'd be a very quick game, but, you know, it'd make a difference and teach some kids some things.
That'd be an interesting, also an interesting approach.
There you go.
Maybe it could be a mini game.
AeroBiz 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Wow.
Got to have the Electric Boogaloo.
Every time there's a 2.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Moving on.
Onward.
XDM18X says he was recently at the New York Comic Con, came across a gaming association he never heard of before. They're called the Entertainment Consumers Association. They have to do with organizing gamers against the stigma that all games cause kids to murder people and educate people on gaming in general. Thought this was great, so he joined, also to get the awesome t-shirt that shows the Wii 360 and PS3 controllers and says, contrary to popular opinion, these do not make me a killer.
Nice.
Which the shirt is very cool. I did go check it out. He says, anyways, what do you guys think about organizing to inform the uneducated about games and help extinguish these games kill people flames? If this is done right, maybe we can get people like Jack Thompson to shut up. And he puts the link in. He says, the shirt is really great. You guys should all go get it.
Yes. Yes.
Uptight little parents.
Well, yeah.
Just little parents?
I'm sorry. I edited myself because this is a topic that really gets under my skin. It's not necessary. And I'm glad there's an organization that speaks out against it.
Oh, yeah.
How they think that just because you play a GTA game, you're going to go out and pick up a hooker and murder people.
Here's the only thing about that, though, is the stigma... The stigma that gamers have among certain people in the media, at this point, it's not going to go away until the people who were raised on games become the people who are in power. Because the stigma, I mean, it's awesome to have gamers unified against that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is the people. In the media, and the people like Jack Thompson are never going to listen to us, no matter how many people there are, because the assumption is that, you know, there's a stigma attached to gamers that keeps them from taking us seriously, quote unquote.
We kind of had this conversation previously about all that and how who's going to speak up for us and all that for the gamers, and I disagree with that. Eventually, we will be heard, and they just like they were in the movies. It's got to become more mainstream.
I honestly think that I mean, it's not, you're not going to see real progressive change as far as people's opinions about video games until, like I said, the people who grew up on video games become the people who are the people in power, because there's a stigma attached to gamers that prevents people, because, I mean, it's so much easier.
It's easier to blame the games, because why would you blame
You're
them?
Right.
Why would you, I mean, is the little redheaded stepchild of the industry, of the entertainment industry.
You are absolutely right, which is why the stigma is attached to gamers.
Organizations like this, hopefully, when enough pop up and enough people voice their opinions on, you know, how bullshit these people are acting.
But something? I think Nintendo is doing a really good job at making video games more mainstream and accelerating the process of getting rid of this ideology.
Yeah, but if you have Nintendo making games, there won't be any blood or anything like that. I'm not saying
what I'm saying. I mean, people who don't even play video games are playing the Wii.
Right. Yeah,
as that continues and increases.
But the reason why like older people are buying that is because there's not violence or anything
But
controversy. Well,
it's a gateway to video games.
But people will hear. People will hear and believe what they want to hear and believe. So if you have most of the people at this point who are complaining about video games causing violence and so forth are the 45 to 65 age range group of people. Parents moving into the grandparent section at this point.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is if you take people like that and you have even the most incredibly organized group of gamers telling them, look, these are the facts. The games do not do this. They do not do this. They do not do this. They improve hand-eye coordination. They improve communication skills. Blah, 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 blah. You have them on one side. You have one person on the other side who says, look, games are bad. They cause kids to kill kids. You know, look at this violence in this game. Look at this violence in this game. Who do you think they're going to listen to?
Well,
it doesn't matter. They're going to hear what they want to hear. They're going to believe what they want to hear regardless. I'm not saying it is.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that but, they should look at themselves before anything.
But they won't because they don't want to.
Because they don't want to point the finger at themselves if they raise
right.
shitty kids.
Exactly.
The thing is, they like to embrace negativity.
Right.
And the whole idea of getting Jack Thompson to shut up is never going to happen because too much of his career rides on his manifesto against video games.
Right. And not to mention, I mean, I think he gets a kick out of the fact that
yeah.
Everybody hates him. Like, he loves the fact that he gets a rise out of gamers. But I do want to say that I do support any gamers getting together to try it because you are going to reach some people. Definitely. There are
yeah.
going to be some people that if you get organized enough and you speak out on it enough, you are going to convince some people to change the way that they think. I don't think it's going to change the majority of people's opinion, though, like I said, until the people who are playing games get old enough to make the big decisions.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. All right. So we're going to move on to the next question, which comes from Crazy Mystical. He says, do you think there will ever be a new PsyOps game? Why or why not? Nope.
I'm gonna
unfortunately.
Agree.
Unfortunately, no, because the developers that made it, they work for Midway, and the franchise didn't sell. It's not a sellable franchise, and those guys have already went on to do something else, which included Stranglehold. It was the same team. But if you haven't played it, you need to go out and pick up the underrated gem Second Sight.
Right,
which was
Free Radical.
Free Radical, which was an excellent game that nobody
right.
played, which was strikingly similar to PsyOps, just not as violent.
And came out very close to the same
time,
Yeah,
they were like
too.
At the same release time. But
yeah,
if you're craving some psychic gaming, go play some Second Sight. That was a great game. Or if you're a fan of the guys that made PsyOps, try out Stranglehold because it was a fun game too. Next comes
and definitely play Psychonauts.
just
I just have to throw that out there every time.
All right, next up comes from IceX2, says he has a few questions. It's been a couple weeks. If you could wipe away one franchise from ever being made, what would it be?
Wow, that's a good question.
Oh, man. Wipe away one franchise from ever being made? You know, I can't really say.
I'm going to say one that's going to make you unhappy. Final Fantasy.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
Yeah,
dude.
I can't say that just because the Final Fantasy games have influenced other games that I really like.
Dude.
For me, I don't think they've influenced anything because I think it's all the same crap.
No.
Cutscenes over and over again.
Oh my God. Ugh. Jesus Christ.
I'd say wipe out that. I you
wow.
know a 7
Man.
Is the only one that I really liked and I've played through several.
The entire back.
You know what? I can get all the shit in the world.
The entire backbone of the JRPG at this point is pretty much built
Man.
Off Final Fantasy.
You know, as much as I love Blue Dragon, I would sacrifice it to get rid of that franchise.
Wow.
Dude!
I'm sorry,
what
I don't...
Man, dude!
But you know what? This is coming from a guy that don't like JRPGs. So, you know, if they were never made, I wouldn't care.
You know, wow.
I'm sure you would.
You know, I
oh, man.
I hate Final Fantasy as a series.
Man.
Everybody knows that. I don't like Final Fantasy as a series at all. But they've made so many contributions to the gaming world. There
what,
is no
geez.
Way.
It's like,
what, androgyny?
It's like, man, it's like you're putting
It's like, dude, it's like, it's like you just crushed a freaking glass bottle and put it in a syringe and just injected it into my arm.
You know what? That's how I feel. I'm sorry. You know, it's my opinion.
Well, you know something?
Wait, are you going to retort by saying something about a game that I really love? You're going to say, like, oh, I wish Metal Gear had never been made. No, that's really how I feel about Final Fantasy. I wish it had never been made. But if I could wipe away one franchise,
you know something? I can't even retaliate. To be honest, I just...
Come on, man. Defend your franchise.
There's no reason to defend it. I mean, if somebody sat here and said, I wish Metal Gear had never been made, I wouldn't defend it. I wouldn't. There's no point in it. If that's how the person feels, I don't care.
Wow.
I just don't. I you know, there was a comment made by developers at a gathering of developers once where they said that they don't even consider Square Enix a game developer because all they do is make cutscenes. I mean, that was a quote from a developer, and that's just how I felt about them because you know what? Every one of their games is the same to me.
To the listeners listening, my embargo of negativity has just been lifted.
Violence.
That's fine. You're not going
to
see me get all up in arms about it.
I'm trying to get you up in arms, but I'm trying. Final Fantasy is given more than combat.
Okay, if that's how you feel, I don't agree with you, but that's how you feel. You know what Mortal Kombat gives over Final Fantasy? Fun.
Wow. I'll give you that.
Man. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
See, man. I'm just getting under your skin because it's easy. I don't care. You know, if Mortal Kombat had never been around, you know what? I wouldn't be a fan of it. Do you ever think about that?
I wouldn't be a fan of it.
Exactly. So why would I care if it'd been wiped out?
You're twisting this shit around.
Does anybody else have one? Like, seriously? Or am I the only one that's going to drop a bombshell today?
No, I mean...
It's a hard question, too.
I don't know. Just, I have trouble saying that any franchise should never have existed. Like, and when you say you could go the easy route and say, "Oh yeah, I wish Drake and the 99 Dragons had ever existed."
That's
never
not
existed.
A franchise.
But the bottom line is, any game that has gotten big enough to become franchise, quote unquote, status, has brought something to the gaming world that nobody else has ever seen.
Yeah, but he asked
made a contribution.
He asked my opinion of it, and whatever Final Fantasy has brought, I don't care. So if it was gone, I wouldn't mind. I mean, he's asking my opinion of it. That's all
true.
I'm giving.
Why do you get hate mail? Jesus.
Why? Because I have an opinion.
It's good to have opinion. Damn.
If it wasn't for Final Fantasy, I don't think there'd be a Mass Effect.
And you may be right on that.
Agreed.
You know? Possibly, but you know, if there was never a Mass Effect, I mean, it wouldn't kill me. The genre is not my favorite, so that's why it's going to be my choice
Zero,
to eliminate the king.
You got it out for me today, don't you?
How is this attacking anybody personally? See, this is the problem, is people take it too personally about their genres. They really do.
Well, I don't know. I have a problem with the concept of deleting an entire franchise.
Well, I don't want any franchise to be deleted.
Just because every franchise has such a huge impact on everything else.
You asked me a crazy hypothetical question.
Because, I mean, without the notion of a JRPG, the concept of story in a video game never would have advanced. So a game like BioShock probably never would have existed, at least not to the extent that it did.
See, I don't agree with that because it's not like JRPGs created storytelling.
No, but they certainly took it a step further than it was.
But it could have been advanced in any genre. Because if RPGs didn't do it, somebody else would have.
Yeah,
movies did the same thing. I mean, horror movies still can't tell a story to save their life.
You talk about cutscenes, but then again, you're a fan of Metal Gear.
See,
I mean,
it's so defensive
dude,
about this.
That's a hypocritical statement, dude. That's
you asked me which franchise I would wipe out. It's one that I absolutely can't stand to play. I'm sorry. That's all it is.
You didn't even play Final Fantasy XI.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And you didn't like it?
No.
Man.
Final Fantasy XI, that was the online.
No.
Right?
Final Fantasy XII.
You know, I didn't like the first 11, except for 7. So 12, you know what?
Yeah,
after
a
while, I just stopped.
I never played any. The only Final Fantasy game that I ever played, well, I shouldn't say that. The only Final Fantasy game that I ever played to completion was Mystic Quest, which isn't even really a Final Fantasy game.
Yeah, that's
I played
right.
Final Fantasy III on the Super Nintendo, obviously, which was really good.
Yeah.
I never but, played one. I watched it being played, and I
I'm not a fan of the series either, but there's no way I would say it should have never existed.
I liked one out of the how many of them there have been made. I liked Final Fantasy VII, but seriously, if you don't have me by 12 games to the point where I want to play every one of them, guess what? You're not going to get me. I'm sorry, you know? I don't know why everybody's still up in arms about it and getting defensive about it. Like, you asked me a question. I answered a hypothetical question.
Oh, well, that's... That's just your opinion.
At least I had the balls to say what I felt.
Everybody else in the room has the balls to say what they feel, too. They just feel you're wrong. That's why we're arguing with them.
But, I mean, does anybody else have a franchise they'd want to wipe?
No, I just said. There is no.
You'd want to wipe Mortal Kombat?
Thing is...
It pains me to say that.
If it pains you, then you don't want to wipe it. That's the thing.
To me. It's a fighting game with blood and gore.
In my opinion... Erasing Final Fantasy is almost as valuable and almost the same level of sanity as erasing the Super Mario Brothers franchise. Now imagine what would happen in gaming if that happened. Thing is, most modern gaming today owes their homage to the RPG genre, including GTA 4 that's coming out this week, including BioShock, including Mass Effect, obviously.
You can argue that point about any franchise that's still going, though. You can argue the fact that I can argue it with you about Mortal Kombat if I really wanted to, but I don't care.
Agree to that point where each genre of game.
Man, this question.
That's fine. It's a good question.
It was a good question, but I don't know. I hold to the fact that my personal opinion is that good or bad. The games that are franchise games have brought something to the world of gaming, has made a contribution to the world of gaming that I would prefer not to be without. So I wouldn't wipe any franchises, because the bottom line is, even if you don't like it, somebody out there likes it. And
well, I never denied that. I'm just saying he asked me to wipe one away, so I wiped one away.
What's yours?
I don't have one.
I don't have one.
Oh, there you go.
Not us fighting.
He just asked for a hypothetical question. It's not like it's really going to happen.
No, I know. But
if I was going to get rid of something that I didn't want to play, that'd be the first thing I'd want to get rid of, because I don't want to play it. Ask me a question. See, and you're doing it for a different reason, because you do want to play Mortal Kombat.
I do, but it doesn't offer anything. The story's not good.
I'm not thinking from that aspect. He just asked me which franchise. He doesn't say what effect it would have on the industry. He asked which one I'd get rid of.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean, you can't ask the which franchise would you get rid of and not expect it to have an effect. I mean,
well, that's fine. But he's just asking if I could get rid of one franchise that I didn't care about. That'd be the one.
There you go.
I'd be down on the list. I can continue to go down.
I'd get rid of Drake and the 99 Dragons.
Doesn't a franchise actually have to constitute at least three games?
Okay, I'd get rid of the Kingo Legend of Bushido series.
There you go.
I'd probably get...
Two, yeah. No, there's quite a few.
There's three or four.
I'd probably get rid of, like, Bubsy.
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 Yeah, I'm really ruffling
the
feathers.
Get rid of
Aereo
the Acrobat.
Yeah. Wow.
Enjoy all my hate mail.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
Second question. If you could go back in time and buy one game that you didn't buy in your past, what would it be?
Man. If I could buy one game...
That's a good question.
That you didn't buy.
That I didn't buy. Probably Ease Book and 1 and 2 for the TurboGrafx CD system. That'd be a big one right there.
I'm really digging for something that I didn't buy that I regretted not buying.
I am too.
I bought
most
a
of the
lot
stuff that
of
I regretted
stuff.
Not buying, I ended up buying eventually.
And if I had to do another one or guess another one, it'd be Snatcher.
That's a pretty good one, because I don't think I bought that. I played it eventually, but I didn't buy it. I think honestly, if I had to regret something, when I first bought my NES, I had a choice of two games. I bought Zelda, which I didn't regret, but the second one I bought was Spy Hunter instead of Mario.
Mm.
So. I might regret that. That might be my regret.
Yeah. I'll tell you one. I rented a game on NES called Rescue the Embassy Mission. I don't know if anybody else in the room remembers Rescue the Embassy Mission.
We've talked about this before.
I love that game. and then I had to take it back, and it took me probably 10 years to find it again before I bought it again. So I regret not buying it in the first place.
Yeah.
There you go. You got one?
You should probably have that checked by a doctor or medical professional.
All right. His last question is a good one, too. And we can start at any spot here in the room. But you're supposed to go to the left of you and mention one good trait and one bad trait amongst everybody. I don't care. You know what? I'm not giving him any joy. To the left and the right. To the left, you have to give one good trait and one bad trait about the person to your left. You want to start, Mr. Khan?
Well, the person to my left is Wolverine! Killer Wolverine? Let me see.
I don't think too hard.
Good trait is that he's a polite individual.
He's a polite individual.
He's polite, yeah. He's not quite as much of a killer Wolverine as his name suggests. That'd be his good trait. His bad trait is he goes into emo mode every once in a while. And he freaking disappears from the face of the earth. You can't call him on the telephone. You can't get a hold of him. He's nowhere to be seen, nowhere to be found. And then like a month and a half later, he just shows up and says, hi, like nothing happened. So that'd be the bad trait. So that was pretty easy. That was pretty easy. I wish I could also go to my right, which would be zero, because he, yeah, yeah.
Or not. Okay.
But I won't go there though. I won't go there. I'm still the broken glass that he injected into my arm still hurts.
It's still festering.
You're just like those guys that get too personal about their systems.
About requirement. No, just kidding. Oh, just kidding.
You get to go to your left.
My left is the Wombat.
What's up?
Good quality. He's so damn fun to be around.
That's right.
Here comes the bad one.
Honestly, I don't have a bad one.
Oh, don't suck up. Come on.
Oh, Justin.
He's just going to focus on the music. Don't sing it. Because he's not really thinking.
Come on, you can say something bad about me. I won't get upset.
He likes baseball.
Okay, fine. We'll use that.
Yeah, I do like baseball.
Oh, and shitty music.
Oh, snap.
Oh.
All right. Oh. The person to my left is zero tolerance.
I'm sure there's plenty of bad.
Nintendo Rehabilitation Clinic on it.
Just go to the forums. You find plenty of bad about me.
Zero's good. He's the most hardcore gamer I've ever met in my entire life. That's number one.
That, on the forums, that's false.
Well, that's just... And he's an awesome friend, too. I will mention that Zero Tolerance is an awesome friend.
See, now I'm touched.
Who does a lot for his friends. So he's a very good man.
Yeah.
And as far as the bad goes, the bad is that he whips my ass at too many games. That's the bad. Capcom versus SNK, I get my ass whipped. SNK versus Capcom, I get my ass whipped. Just about everything else we ever play, I get my ass whipped.
Except Street Fighter.
Except Street Fighter 2.
And Worms 3D and Guilty Gear. We were pretty close in all those.
Yeah. Worms 3D, I think eventually you started just whooping my ass at. Because I had no luck in the Worms 3D. My weapons always missed. I'm like, this is bullshit. All right, I get to go this way.
Uh-oh.
The good thing about Gambus Con. Should I go the good or the bad first?
Uh-oh.
The good thing about Gambus Con is that you will never meet a more honest man. And a more fun man to be around.
Oh, thank you.
See that? He livens up the podcast with a flair that no other podcast on the internet could have.
Indeed. Because nobody else has got the bakah.
Why, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Nobody has the Bagok. That was downside.
Uh-oh.
You know, I just discovered this about you, but you take your Final Fantasy way too seriously. You're too personal about your Final Fantasy.
I'm going to go off on that. That's a good you're defending something. Cause
I'm defending something.
It brings that incident back when we were waiting in line for what game at Peterson's store?
Halo 3?
No,
Final Fantasy.
Oh, Final Fantasy.
Those jackasses were making fun of his shirt.
Yeah.
I was getting more upset than you were about that. And it's good that you need more passion like you did today.
Gumption.
Yeah.
Gumption.
Stick up for yourself.
What kind of shirt did you have on?
Yeah, I had a Final Fantasy shirt on. Yeah, Final Fantasy shirt at Final Fantasy launch. So
right.
But you were being made fun of by guys that were standing in line
to buy
at midnight.
Final Fantasy.
At midnight.
Right.
To buy Final Fantasy 12.
And you know, I didn't even notice that they were saying anything or doing anything.
He didn't really care. I mean, he shouldn't really care.
Because he's laid back.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. It's good to understand, but passionate.
Yeah.
You need to be angry Italian like Wolverine every now and then.
Yeah, you need to show some...
You see, if I knew that they were... Well, I don't know. I guess I'm just too nice of a guy.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
That's your downfall.
That's your downfall. You're too nice. You bastard.
That's a good downfall to have.
That is my downfall.
That's a damn fine downfall to have.
That is my downfall.
All right. Let's clean up. We'll see how many more we can squeeze in the next 10 minutes before we hit the sweet spot.
10 minutes. Let's do this.
All right. First up, Fat Guy 789.
Sweet. Oh, awesome name.
Wants to say, he wants to know if you'll be able to change the controls in GTA 4. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out on
Tuesday. Find out on Tuesday. Cause
none of us are pirates. Arr. So,
no pirates here. Arr. He also says he wanted to clear up a rumor that the PS2 port of God of War Chains of Olympus is never happening. And you know what? I know that Ready at Dawn may have said that they're not doing the port, but that doesn't mean Sony won't port it through another third-party company. I understand that, but they'd be crazy not to at this point. The reason they're saying that right now is probably PR spin, so people will continue to buy the PSP version, and then eventually,
in six months,
we'll see it. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Right.
I'll be upset. Yeah, I'll be disappointed.
We never said that there definitively would be a God of War Chains of Olympus on the PS2.
I just believe there will be.
It's a belief.
All right. Next up. Dankster wants to know, I've got some paid vacation time saved up, so I'm taking off Monday and Tuesday to play Mario Kart and GTA 4 pretty much nonstop, just after the release. Have any of you done something similar? This is the closest I can come to getting paid to play video games. Yeah, I've done that. I did that for 360 launch. I did it for PS3 launch. And the Wii was on a Sunday, so I didn't have to do it for that.
I played sick several times to play Super Nintendo games when I was a kid.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
When Mortal Kombat came out, the Deadly Alliance, I took the day off because it was around my birthday. So, yeah.
I never really took too much time off of that.
No, I usually take a day.
Well, I usually would have to work in the morning. Like, the Halo 2 launch, I stayed up all night playing that, didn't have to go to work. I didn't get personal days, I guess.
Yeah, I took Halo 3 off.
360. No, never mind. Couldn't. So. I think just Halo 2 is when I just took a day off.
Yeah.
Did you ever take a day off, Mr. Cohn?
Well, here's the interesting thing. I was feeling really sick one day. This was only about a couple months ago. I was feeling really sick, like in the early part of the day. I called off work because, you know, I was like, oh man, I'm feeling really bad. And then later that evening, because I go to work in the evening, I started playing Mass Effect. I started playing it for a long time, and I started getting better physically. Like
right, you started feeling better.
My sickness was leaving me. But then I was thinking to myself, should I call him back and tell him that I could come in? And then I was like, nah.
You call off at that point. I mean, That's the rule of thumb. If you already called off, even if you get better, you don't go into work.
Yeah.
No.
And you know what game I'm going to take off work for? GTA.
You don't have a job. You can't take off work if you don't have a job.
That's the brilliance behind it.
All right. And we can squeeze in the last question in the thread before the show is over. And it is from Silvanos. He says, I listen to a lot of podcasts and everybody seems to hate on GameStop. Not saying you guys, but a lot of people do. He wants to know why all the hate for GameStop. And Hold on, before I answer, we have Professor Chaos answering the question in the thread because he can't show up for the show.
Right, because he's too lazy to show up for the show.
He says he's sure that we're going to see this question. He hates GameStop because they fired him for stealing time, as if he was some supervillain named Time Twister.
Time Twister.
He also hates how corporate they are. He also mentions the people that work there, which you can read that in the forums. We won't bring it up here. GameStop came in and messed up the old EB games for everyone.
They did. And, you know, I don't care. Yeah, I used to work there, and I had a blast working with people.
I don't know if I can name them. What's funny is everybody in this room at one point worked for EB Games.
Or yes. GameStop, yeah.
Or GameStop, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a real blast, and they were laid back as a company, and then good old GameStop bought out EB because they're afraid of competition because they're pussies. I hate him. I absolutely hate him. GameStop is the worst company to work for, and he's right. He got fired for some bullshit reason, and I'm sure I got fired. I consider it bullshit.
Well, see, here's the thing is, you're answering this from a perspective of somebody who worked there.
Right.
He's talking about from the perspective of people who shop there.
Right.
See, and that's the thing. As a customer at EB, I never came in and was bombarded with gay, stupid questions. And now when you go to GameStop, hey, welcome to GameStop. There's a magazine for you. Fuck you.
Wow.
Shot, man.
You know what? That's not true because when I worked,
I never got bombarded with it at EB. Never.
You, just because people knew you.
Yeah.
Because we bombarded people with GMR.
Right.
GMR discount card.
Right.
Vendor of the month.
Yep.
Trade-ins.
Yep.
It must have been a store that they really didn't follow through because I never once got bombarded.
You worked at a slacker store. You shopped at a slacker store.
I want to go in and shop. You know, if I have questions, I'll ask. I don't. A nice little greeting is fine, but not 90 fucking things thrown at you at once.
I think.
I don't care about how
you know why. You know why I think most people hate GameStop? You know why I think most people hate GameStop?
Because it's corporate?
Yes. And you know why I think people hate it because it's corporate? Because until, you know, semi-recently, I mean, games have, in a technical sense, have always been corporate.
Yeah.
But the gamer culture has always been kind of like anti-corporate. Like, it's always been that kind
yeah.
of like offset where, you know, we're this kind of group in a little corner somewhere and nobody really cares about us. You know what I mean? We just do our own thing.
Now, all of a sudden, you got a salesman like right up on you saying,
right.
So, would you like to buy this game, this
and
game,
you used
this
to,
game?
Like, you go to a privately owned video game store and you could just, you know, bullshit with whoever was working behind the counter about games and everything. And it wasn't real pushy and it wasn't real sterile and, you know, this game goes here, this game falls into this genre, this game falls into this genre. And I think GameStop kind of reminds everybody that games are more corporate now than they've ever been, at least
yeah.
as far as perception goes. They've always been corporate, but
most fun doing that because that's when I first met you when you came into my VOA store and we were just bullshitting about games, and now you can't do that because you have to go.
Yeah, but here's the funny thing about the people who hate GameStop because they're a
corporation. Corporate, right.
These are the same people that go, I buy my games at Best Buy or Walmart.
Right, yeah, which is just as bad.
Which, you know, it just makes you look ridiculous.
Right. Right, because guess
yeah.
what? I worked at Walmart, too. Those people know nothing about video games.
And they are really corporate.
If you're really yeah. – look, I buy my games at GameStop. You know why? Because they have the biggest selection.
They have everything they want.
They have everything that I want on the day it releases.
And they take trade-ins.
Right. And
so.
They take,
so does Game Crazy.
And Game Crazy is also attached to a huge corporation.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
Hollywood Video.
19 different fucking things. They don't go in like, hey, did you bring anything to trade? No.
The bottom line is the main reason I shop at GameStop is because one of my very, very good friends is a manager there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
He's my friend,
but,
too. I don't shop there.
But
well, fuck you too. Apparently.
I mean, if you're really anti corporate, you should be buying your games from like a privately owned video game shop, right? I buy my games at GameStop. I don't like most of the people that work there. At least not at the person who will not be named store.
Yeah.
Like that's the only store I like to buy games at GameStop at. Like the rest of the GameStops I go into, nobody's very friendly, and everybody's just kind of.
And it seems like they don't really
they just hire people.
Right,
off
they don't
the
really
street.
Know all yeah. that much yeah. about games.
They're or, like, hey, you wanna pre-order that really cool in hip and happening game coming out or, called what was it called again? Oh yeah, Grand Theft Auto 4.
Or what's worse, they know way too much about games and they don't know how to be cool about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people who will just they see you buying, like, if I come in and buy Tenchu Z on the 360,
they'll be like, "Oh my god,
I like it."
Yeah. That's terrible.
Like, that game's terrible. It's got a 68% Metacritic rating and you should never buy that game. It's terrible. You should buy this game instead. I don't like that game. I like this game. I want to buy this game. I don't know how you could call yourself a gamer and play this game. It's just terrible.
Yeah,
it's blah, blah, blah,
it's
blah.
Got it's got a 13.5% frame rate drop whenever you assassinate a person.
It's like, you know what? I like this game. I'm going to buy it. Leave me the fuck alone and let me buy it.
Oh, but yes.
But anyways.
All right. Well, that wraps up the questions. Once again, we've emptied the thread. So you need to go fill it back up.
Yes.
Fill it
back up
to
with
the
goodness.
Brim.
And visit the iTunes music store and leave us a review.
Indeed.
I want to say some negative hate mail.
Yeah.
I need to mention this, too. In Destroy All Humans in the intro,
uh-huh.
there's a part where it shows a TV commercial for a chicken company. Like a fried chicken company.
Really?
And he's like, our chicken's great. Bacock! And I instantly thought of you.
Oh, sweet.
So there you go. So.
Hold on. We got 50 seconds left.
You got 50 seconds left? Well, once I add in everything else, we won't.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Once, you know, the whole editing process and.
And all
music,
that stuff goes down. And
like the intro music.
And we ramble on for
and
50
he adds
seconds
the outtakes.
About having 50 seconds left.
He adds the outtakes onto the end. Yeah. I guess the outtakes will probably take up a little time, too. So
indeed. So, yeah. Mr. Khan. I mean,
so we're just about at the
I mean, we're getting
spot.
Close. Right
yeah,
now, we're at
really
like 159 yeah. and
just keep
7 seconds.
To, come on,
so.
Keep draining it out.
Okay.
Keep draining
okay.
it out.
Okay. I'm about ready to close the episode.
Mr. Khan, get me the hell out of here.
The murder of Prezeptai. The government was behind 9/11. Scientology's the new crime. It was created by men. The media's run by Jews. Paul McCartney is dead. What are lies and what's the truth? The death of Kurt Cobain.
or something like that.
I hate you too, so.
I like you too.
I like you too.
See what you did there? I liked a couple songs off their first album, but I like With or Without You.
Yeah. That's a good song.
But their new stuff, man, just makes me want to die.
No, I like their new stuff.
You going to do a sound check?
No.
No?
No, I don't feel
sing
like it.
Sing for us, Killer Wolf.
I ain't singing. You fucking sing.
Sing for us.
Oh, you sing.
You don't want me to sing.
No, we really want you to.
No.
Sing.
Or
this mouse is going up your nose.
Well, I guess it could be the worst place.
Let's see. I don't know. I don't know any songs.
Sing.
How about Row, Row Your Boat?
Row, row, row.
The opera version of Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Yeah.
As performed by God and his God.
Wow, that's rough.
Yeah, that is rough.